先开始解释一下。
That we are going to start the new year 1 week behind.
我们的新年比正常晚了一个星期。
It's bad to be behind schedule on your first week, isn't it?
已经比你的正常那个程序表、时间表晚了一周。
But our lessons starting next week are going to be from the book of Ephesians.
我们下个星期就开始讲以弗所书。
We were going to start that today.
我们今天开始也讲以弗所书。
But 2 weeks ago, I did not get through all of the lesson.
但是上次呢，我没有把上次的课讲完。
And Elder Yang emailed me and said, instead of going on, could I go back and finish what I didn't do?
杨长老就说，不是说就直接开始以弗所书，那我们把上次没讲完的继续讲完。
So, and I think that is a good idea. So we are going to finish.From before,
所以我们把上次没讲完的讲完。
And then, next week we will start in Ephesians.
下个星期我们来讲以弗所书。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告开始。
Dear God, we thank you for the message this morning and the worship.
主啊，我们为今天早晨的敬拜和信息感谢你。
Help us as we study your word today.
当我们学习你话语的时候。
I pray in Jesus' name.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，求你帮助我们。
Amen.Now I want, since I have a little more time than I had last time, I want to start by giving a little bit of how this fits in my feeling about our new year.
因为我时间多一点，那么就讲一讲为什么这个信息是怎么样应用在我自己的生活。
Let me start with a question.
我先有问大家一个问题。
How many of you are very good at worrying?
多少人很擅长焦虑？
Yeah, okay. All right.Those of you who never worry, you can take a nap.
如果你从来不焦虑的话，你现在可以打个瞌睡。
But if you are like me,
如果你像我一样，
you can make long list of possible problems.
你可以做一个长长的单子，列上你所有可能会出现的问题。
I am very good at worrying.
我非常擅长于焦虑。
Jesus said,
主耶稣说，
Matthew 6:25,
在马太福音第六章十二节
Do not be anxious about your life.
他说不要为生命忧虑
Don't worry about what you will eat, what you will drink, about your body, what you will wear.
不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么为身体忧虑穿什么
Is not life more than food and more than clothing?
生命不胜于饮食吗身体不胜于衣裳吗
And then he tells a joke. We don't realize it's a joke when we read it, but it was a joke.
当我们读的时候，其实主耶稣讲了这是个玩笑话。有的时候你不觉得。
Because he looks at these people listening to him.
因为好像他的听众。
And he points at some birds.
然后主耶稣就指向一些鸟。
And he says, "You know, your heavenly Father gives clothing to those birds."
说你知道吗？天父给这些鸟都有衣服穿。
And then he looks at the people he's teaching.
然后他就看着他眼前他教导的这些人。
Brother,
他说林弟兄
you are worth more than three of those birds.
你比那个三只鸟更贵重。
And they all laughed.
然后他们就都开始笑起来了。
He is saying, if God can take care of those birds, he can take care of you because you're worth more than they are.
如果神可以照顾那三只鸟那神肯定可以照顾你因为你比他们贵重多了。
He gives examples of how God takes care of the world.
然后他给了一个神是如何照看这个世界的例子。
And then he finishes like this.
然后主耶稣是这样结束的。
Don't be anxious about tomorrow.
他说不要为明天忧虑。
Tomorrow will be anxious for itself. It'll take care of itself.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
When we come into a new year,
当我们来到一个新年的时候
I think it's important to remember this.
我觉得我们很重要要记住这一点。
Because you see,When I don't really trust God,
当我们不就是去信靠神的时候
I'm going to worry.
我就会担忧
Because I know very well that I can't take care of 2019.
因为我觉得我自己可以弄好2019年靠着我自己的力量
I didn't do all that well taking care of 2018.
因为我过去2018年也过得挺好的靠着自己
I have no idea what will happen in 2019.
然后我不知道2019年会发生什么事情。
So if it's up to me, there's a lot to worry about.
如果要是照着我自己的话，我有很多要担心的，因为我不知道会发生什么事情。
Yesterday I was at a board meeting.
昨天我去参加一个会议。
And I spent the day with the other people on the board.
然后 今天呢，我跟这些人又会花时间。
And someone said we were driving past the gas station. Said, "Look, gas prices have gone down."
然后我们经过一个加油站的时候，有人就说：“哦，现在那个油价又下降了。”
Someone else said, "Yes, but the stock market has gone down too."
然后另外一个人就说：“哦，股市也跟着下降了。”
Everything, every time something positive was said.This person would remember something negative to match it.
就是这个人呢，每次我们说到一些积极正面的事情，他总是会提醒我们一些消极负面的事情。
Some of us are good at worry.
我们有很多人很擅长于忧虑。
But I was thinking about this matter of worry, and I came back to a psalm that I like very much.
我想到这个忧虑的这个主题，我就想到一个我很喜欢的诗篇。
Psalm 37, three times.
在诗篇三十七篇三次。
He says, "Don't fret."
他说不要心怀不平。
Don't fret.
不要心怀不平。
Don't fret. Three times.
他三次他提到说不要心怀不平。
Now I read that.
然后我就读到这个。
And I remember an experiment that people used to talk about.
我就想到比大家谈论的常常谈论到的一个试验。
For the next 10 seconds.
下边的未来的十秒钟。
Do not, absolutely do not think.About a pink elephant dancing on the ceiling of the church.
下边十秒不要去想有一个粉红色的大象在教会的房顶上跳舞，不要去想这个，也不要去想象这个画面。
How many of you thought about it?
多少人听我这么讲已经想到了
？Yeah, okay.
我们都想到了。
When I read this, do not fret, do not worry.
当我读到诗篇上讲说不要心怀不平，不要忧虑
，I think, wait a minute.
我说等一下。
What's he not want me to fret about?
他不想让我为什么心怀不平呢
？What is there that I shouldn't be worrying about? I'm missing something here.
我应该有什么要忧虑的吗？我是不是错失了一些什么东西
？But then I read further.
然后我就继续往下读。
What's the solution to not fretting?
这个不要心怀不平的这个解决之道在什么呢
？Trust in the Lord.
第三讲到说。依靠耶和华。
Verse 4, delight in the Lord.
第四节讲到以耶和华为乐。
Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord.
第五个说当将你的事交托耶和华。
Verse 5 again, trust in him.
第五节继续讲到说要依靠他。
Verse 7, be calm before the Lord.
第七节讲到说默然等候耶和华。
The answer to not thinking about a pink elephant dancing on the ceiling is to think about something else.
不要去想那个大粉色的大象在房顶上跳舞的办法呢，就是去想别的事情。
And the answer to not worrying about tomorrow
就是不要为明天忧虑的这个解决之道在于
Is my IRA going to turn to zero?
是我的这个要交税表是零吗
？Is to trust in the Lord.
就是完全没有东西可以交税，还是说我完全去依靠神？
Now that sounds good.
那个听起来很棒。
We as parents,
作为父母
want our children to trust us.
我们很想我们的孩子能够相信我们，信靠我们。
But we have to know, can I trust God?
有的时候我们要想知道说我能信靠神吗
？And so what I tried to do last lesson, and I want to wrap up today.
我上星期要讲的，今天要结束的重点在于
is looking at this example of how we could trust God. 2,000 years ago,
就是看这个例子，在两千年前，我们是如何可以信靠神。
Because I think I said to you last time,
我记得上次讲课，我跟你们提到
过。Imagine you were living in Judea 2,000 years ago.
想象一下，你两千年以前活在犹大地区。
2,030 years ago,
或者2030年。
And someone said,
有人对你说
，You don't need to worry.
你不需要忧虑。
God's in charge.
神在掌管。
You would say,
你就会说。
Really?
真的、啊、
Because God promised that we would have a land that was ours.
因为神已经应许我们会有自己的土地。
And this land isn't ours; it belongs to Rome now.
现在这个土地不是我们的，是属于罗马人控制的。
We're supposed to have a king.
我们应该是有一位国王。
But Rome is the one that's given us the king, and he's not a very nice one.
但是罗马呢，是这位给我们国王的这个掌管的，然后这个国王也不好。
We don't even control our own territory.
我们连自己的地区都不能掌管。
How can you say God's in charge?
你怎么能说神在掌管呢
？Plus,
再加上
，He said to us,
他对我们说
，I'm going to send a Messiah who is going to deliver you.
神说我会送一位弥赛亚，要拯救你们。
There is no sign of him.
但是那个时候完全没有就是标记或者记号说
你在哪里。And he's been promising this for hundreds of years.
然后这样的情况已经持续了上百年。
Why are you telling me to trust him and not to fret?
你为什么要告诉我要信靠神而不要心怀不平呢？
Because it doesn't look to me like he's taking care of us very well.
好像神根本也不照顾我们，也不纪念我们。
While you might be making that complaint,
在你就在这样抱怨的时候
God was working out his purpose
神在完成他的旨意实现他的旨意
and he was in charge
神在掌管
and what I'm wanting you to see in these 2 weeks
这两个星期我想让大家看到的是
God doesn't do it the way I sometimes wish he would
神有时候不会按照我们所希望的方式来行事
I would really like to get an email from God on January 1
我很希望能够在1月1号从神那里收到一个电邮
That said
然后说电邮上说
In a list, you know, point A, subpoint 1 Organized
然后神就组织得很好比如说1234下边再有个小的1234
This is what's going to happen in January
然后告诉我说1月份会发生什么事情
And this is what I'm doing to take care of it
然后发生了这件事呢我会如何来照看这件事
B, this is what's going to happen in February And this is what I'm doing
第二条2月份会发生什么事情 我会怎么回应
Wouldn't that be nice?
那样是不是会很棒呢
But I checked my email as soon as I got up January 1st And he did not write
但是我一下到1月1号我就看我的 email 我的电邮根本没有这样的邮件
For whatever reason he says
不管是什么原因神是这样讲的
I don't owe you an explanation
我不欠你一个解释
Instead you're going to have to trust me
相反的你要来信靠我
And the best way for me to learn to do that
对我来讲信靠主的最好的方法就是
is to seeThat I've been able to trust him in the past.
就是让我自己能看到我在过去是可以信靠他的。
And so as we go into this new year, I'm saying to you,
当我们进入到2019年，我对
大家说 Look at how he did things in the past.
去看一下他过去是如何行事的。
And then based on that track record,
根据这过去的记录
I can say,
我可以说
All right.I think I can trust him for the future.
好的，我相信我可以在未来继续来信靠他。
He's trustworthy.
他是可以被信靠的。
He's in charge.
他在掌管。
And so we started last time by looking at the Greek background.
上一次呢，我们就看到希腊的这个背景。
If you can move that forward a slide.
就讲到希腊的影响。
Thank you. We talked about language.
我们讲到这个希腊文的影响。
The fact that God used the Greek language, the influence of the Greek Empire,
我们上次讲到神用这个希腊帝国的影响，这个希腊文
to provide a common language,
就是给当时的世界提供一个共通的语言。
This weekend at this board meeting, I saw again how powerful this is.
我这个星期再继续想说这个是多么的有力。
Because we wrote these 20 courses in English, of course.
因为我们写了20个教程以英文用英文写的。
And it is costing more and taking longer to get them translated into different languages than it did to write them.
然后呢，在这个20个课程写完之后，你还要找人翻译，然后再送到不同的地方，比其实花了这些翻译。这些后续工作比前面写花的时间还要长。
And I'm sitting there looking at our budget.
然后我就看我们的预算。
And I'm hearing how much it costs to get it translated into Chinese.
然后我就看看说要让把它翻成中文得花多少钱。把它翻成西班牙文要花多少钱。
And how hard it is to find a translator into Arabic.
然后多难找到一个能把它翻译成阿拉伯文的一个翻译者。
And Hindi.
然后印度翻译成印度文。
And I'm thinking, you know, if we just had this solution again, it would save all this trouble.
我就在想，哎呦，如果我们能像当时这样有这样一个共通的语言，就没有这些麻烦了。
If you had asked any Jew living at that time, what is the perfect language, they would have said Hebrew, of course. That's our language.
如果你当时问当时的任何的犹太人，你问他们说最好的语言、最理想的语言是什么，他们肯定会说，哦，肯定是希伯来文。
But God gave.The use the Greek language to provide a language where when the apostles and the early Christians went anywhere in their world. They were able to speak to the people.
所以呢，神就用这个希腊文，让这些不管是早期的基督徒还是使徒，他们到了当时所知的任何世界，他们都可以讲出来话，人家都能听懂，用希腊文。
We talked last time about Greek philosophy.
我们上次也讲到希腊的哲学。
And how God used that to build a hunger in the people.
神如何用这个希腊的哲学在人心里边创造这种渴慕。
We talked about the Septuagint.
然后我们讲到七十四译本。
Then, if you can move to the next one, we talked about the Roman influence.
下一个幻灯片就讲到罗马的影响。
The Roman peace.
一个讲到罗马和平时代。
That formed a world where Paul could travel in relative safety.
就是在那个罗马帝国时间呢，保罗可以在相对安全的一个环境下到不同的地方。
A system of sea routes and roads that allowed travel throughout the empire.
不管是陆路还是海路，那保罗可以到这个国家的任何的不同的地方。
We talked about the growth of cities.
讲到这个城市的发展。
So that instead of speaking to a few hundred people in each Jewish village, Paul could go to central cities and reach thousands.
所以呢，不是像以前那样，保罗只能在一些只有几百人的村庄跟他们传讲福音。保罗可以到一个大城市，一个城市中心来传讲福音，这样可以很快的传开。
And then I began talking about the legal system.
然后我又讲到罗马的法律制度。
I gave you the example of Caesar's census.
然后我就讲到这个凯撒大帝的这个人口普查。
Let me give you another example.
让我再给大家一个例子。
Paul is a Roman citizen.
保罗是罗马公民。
And he uses the benefits of citizenship.
他有这个利用这个公民的这个权的特权这个益处。
His place in the Roman system.
他在这个罗马这个法律系统里边的这个位置，他的公民。
He uses that for the cause of the gospel.
他把这个公民权用来传播福音。
So, for instance, when he's preaching at Philippi.
比如说他在腓立比传道的时候。
You remember the story? He's arrested. They put him in prison.
记不记得他被抓，然后放在监狱里边。
They beat him.
然后他被打
，without a trial，
就是完全没有审讯就把他鞭打了。
The next day，
然后第二天早晨呢
，he sends word， I'm a Roman citizen。
他说我是罗马人。
What you did is illegal。
你所做的是不合法的。
He's not doing that because he's expecting, you know, an upgrade to first class in the prison。
他这样说并不是说希望他在监狱里边能够得到那个头等公民的待遇。
He's going to be leaving a church behind。
他相信在他后边有一个教会。
And he's helping to lay a foundation. He's caring for those people.
他想到他离开之后呢，会有一个教会在腓立比成长，然后他要给这个教会有一个基础。
I like Paul in this story.
我就很喜欢保罗在这个故事里边的形象。
Because the politicians,
因为那时候的政治家
say, okay, let's make a deal.
然后说，哎，我们来谈判一下。
We're going to let you out of prison, and you just go on to the next.
我们就把你释放出监狱，你就离开这儿吧。
And Paul, I love this.
然后保罗就这样说。
Paul said.
保罗说。
No.
不行。
You beat us in public.
你们在众人面前打了我们。
And I'm a Roman citizen.
我是罗马人。
You threw me in prison.
你又把我下在监里。
And you're going to get rid of me silently?
你现在要私下把我们撵出去。
No.
这是不行的。
Send the governor, send the mayor down to the prison and let him invite me out.
叫他们要你们的市长来把我们领出去吧。
And listen to this. The police reported these words to the magistrates.
然后差役就把这话回禀官长。
And they were afraid when they heard they were Roman citizens.
官长听见他们是罗马人就害怕了。
They came and apologized to them.
于是来劝他们，向他们道歉。
Took them out and asked them.To leave the city.
请领他们出来，然后请他们离开那城。
Paul isn't afraid to use the benefits of Roman citizenship for the sake of the gospel.
保罗不会说是不会在意说用他罗马公民权的这种益处呢，就是为了建造这个教会。
We come to the end of Acts.
我们到了那个使徒行传的最后的时候。
You remember that Paul is in Rome on trial.
你知道保罗是去罗马受审。
Why is he in Rome?
为什么他在罗马呢？
He wants to spread the gospel.
因为他想在罗马传播福音。
How does he get there?
他怎么去的罗马呢？
He has to be tried by Caesar. He's under arrest.
他是被逮捕了，但是呢，
And the reason he is in front of Caesar is because he has said,
他为什么站在凯撒面前？因为他说过，
I'm a citizen.
我是罗马公民。
And I appeal to Caesar.
我向凯撒上诉。
He wants to go there to spread the gospel. He wants to preach to Caesar.
他想要去罗马传播福音，他想要对凯撒讲道。
Now, an ordinary Jewish preacher isn't going to get to preach to Caesar.
如果你是一个普通的一个犹太的一个牧师，一个传道者，你是不可能站在凯撒面前来讲道的。
But Paul has a right, a privilege as a citizen that other ordinary Jewish preachers don't have.
但是保罗作为罗马的公民，他有别的，就是犹太的这个传道者所没有的一个特权。
He is a Roman citizen.
他是一个罗马公民。
And so he says.
所以他说。
I claim my right as a citizen to make my case before Caesar.
我要宣称我作为公民的权利，所以我要去在凯撒面前上诉。
Now let me warn you.
让我警告你。
The fact that God's in charge
就是神在掌管
doesn't mean everything is going to be comfortable.
神在掌管并不表示的每件事情都会很舒适。
What is the end result of Paul's appeal to Caesar?
保罗去向凯撒分数的结果是什么呢？最后结果什么？就是被杀了。
Yes, he is going to die.
他会
面临。He's going to be executed.
他会被处死。
But you know what is wonderful when God's in charge?
你知道神在掌管最棒的事情是什么吗？
We can trust him.
我们可以信靠他。
It is worth to Paul the price of his life to have the opportunity to preach to Caesar.
对保罗来讲，这个。能就是说哪怕把他的生命摆上能够有这个机会对凯撒传福音也是值得的。
He understands something that we need to remember and that is there are some things that are worth more than life.
就是保罗向我们展示了我们应该真正知道的就是有些东西比我们的生命更重要。
Over the Christmas break, I was reading a history of World War II.
在这个假期的时候呢，我在读一个二战时期的一个东西，关于二战的。
Secretary of State at that time was very ill.
就是那个时候，国务卿病得很重。
And the doctor said to him, "You must resign, or it's going to kill you. The workload as a secretary in this war."
那个医生就说，对这个国务卿说，你应该就是辞职，不然你这么工作这么辛苦，你会死的。
And he said,
然后这国务卿就说
okay,
没关系好的
I will die.
那我就死吧
Because the cause we are fighting for is worth more than my life.
因为我们所要为征战的这个事业这个理由比我的生命更重要
He said, tens of thousands of soldiers are dying in Europe for this cause.
他说成千上万的士兵在欧洲为了这个为了这件事情在死亡。
If I die in Washington D.C. for this cause, that's fine.
如果我在华盛顿，就是在这个地方为了这件事情而死，那也没关系。
And he did.
他确实死了。
The doctor said quite literally he worked himself to death.
然后医生就是说他工作，因为他的工作这么辛苦，他的工作最后把他给弄死了。
And a few weeks before the war is ended, he dies.
然后就在这个战争结束之前的几周，
But he believed there was something worth more than a few more years of life.
所以，但是他相信有些东西比他再多活几年更重要，更有意义。
And Paul believed there was something worth more than a few more years of life.
对保罗来讲，他也相信有些事情比多活几年更重要，更有意义。
You see, when we live as God's people and He's in charge,
当我们作为按照神的心意，作为神的子民来生活，神在掌管的时候
，we understand that.
我们了解到
that wherever He puts us and however He uses us, it's okay.
不管他们把我们放在哪儿，不管神怎么来应用我们，那个没关系。
Because he's in charge.
因为神在掌管。
The Roman legal system provided an opportunity for the gospel.
罗马法律制度呢，就是为这个福音提供了一个机会。
But then let me show you that God also uses the negative things in life.
神也会用我们生活中这种不好的东西，负面的东西。
You see, one of the characteristics of the Roman Empire is an absolute moral vacuum.
就是罗马当时那个帝国的一个很大的特征，就是这个道德真空。
You have probably heard someone at some point say these words.
你们可能在什么时候听到什么人讲过这样一句话？
Things have never been this bad before.
事情没有比现在更糟糕的了。
Have you ever heard that?
有没有听到过？
My dad used to say.
我爸爸曾经说。
Things just aren't like they used to be.
在现在的时光再也不像过去了。
And I would say, yep, and they never were.
我说从来现在永远不会像过去。
If you ever are tempted to think,
如果你就是被，是被，就是有这个机会去想
，things are have never been as bad as they are now.
你就说，哎呀，没有比现在更糟糕了。
Things have never been as bad as Hollywood is.
没有比好莱坞更糟糕的地方了。
Politicians have never been as corrupt as they are now.
这个政治从来没有像现在这么腐败。
Society has never been this bad.
社会没有从来没有这样败坏。
Just go to the library.
然后就去图书馆，你应该
去图书馆。Find you a good history of first century Rome.
去找一本讲第一世纪罗马的一本历史书。
And you will end up encouraged.
然后你读完之后，大概你就很受鼓舞了。
You will say.
你就会说
，Wow,
oh,
Hollywood is just like the Roman entertainment was.
然后这个好莱坞就跟当时的罗马时代的这个娱乐界是一样的。
And our senators.
我们的那个议员
our first cousins of their senators,
跟那个罗马当时的议员他们都好像都是表兄弟
because their world was horrible.
因为他们的那个世界非常的糟糕
There was a letter from a senator
有一封信是一个当时罗马的议员
to a new senator
给一个新的议员写的一封
信 and he says while you are in office you must earn three fortunes.
他说你一旦你上任了之后呢，你必须要赚三笔钱。
You need one fortune to pay off the bribes for those that elected you.
第一个那个赚的钱呢，是要给那些当时要去贿赂那些当时让你能够上任的人。
And I read that, yeah, that sounds like Washington.
哎，我说这个好像挺像华盛顿现在的政治系统的。
Then you need a second fortune to bribe the judges who are going to try you after you leave office for the crimes that you did while you're in office.
你要赚第二笔钱呢，就是要贿赂，就是一旦你离任了，你要拿这些钱去贿赂那些法官，他们会审判你。
And I thought, yeah, I know that, Senator.
然后我说那个说的也好像挺对，也许也挺有。
And he said, then you need a third fortune so you can retire in luxury.
然后第三个赚的钱呢，就是保证你退休之后，你还可以过一个很好、很奢华的生活。
And that letter was not a joke.
那个可不是一个玩笑，这个信。
That was political advice from a senior senator to a new senator.
这个是那个一个比较有经验的老的这个议员给一个新的议员的那个政治上的教那个指导。
A corrupt society.
它是一个很腐败的世界。
Human life was worthless.
人的生命根本不算什么。
Another letter that I read from that time.
那个时间时期的另外一封信是这么写的。
A businessman who is going on a trip and he leaves instructions, sends instructions to his wife.
一个商人就出去做生意，他走的时候就给太太就是有些要怎么怎么做，留了一些指令。
There's instructions about having a building repaired on their property.
一个就是让太太说，我走了之后，你要把我们的这个不动产什么地方要修一修。
Instructions for this, this, this.
然后就讲了怎么做，怎么修理维护。
And on the list.
然后在这个列清单上。
And what makes it so horrible to me is,
对我来讲
there's nothing special about this. It's just part of a list.
就是最可怕的是什么？就是这么清单上，就是在这个清单中间的一部分呢，说什么呢
？He says.When our baby is born,
他说哦，当我们的孩子出生的时候。
So in other words, she's pregnant when he leaves.
所以就是说，在这个商人离开的时候，他太太已经怀孕了。
When our baby is born,
说当我们的孩子出生的时候。
If it is a son, name him, and he gives the name.
如果是儿子的话，你就命名给他起名叫什么什么。
If it is a daughter, throw it away.
如果是个女孩的话，就把它扔掉。
And it's just ordinary.
对他们来讲
，it's nothing special.
这就是很普通的，没有什么特别的。
The treatment of criminals as entertainment, the killing of the criminals as entertainment at the Colosseum.
所以呢，这个囚犯的待遇呢，就是把这个囚犯的处理当成一种娱乐。 就把他们囚犯再把他们送到那个斗兽场。
This is the world that the church was born in.
这个就是教会当时出生的一个环境。
Now you might say, okay, so how is this accomplishing God's purpose?
你就说，哎，这个是怎么样实现了神的计划呢？神的旨意呢？
What I'm wanting you to see is that regardless of the situation around us, God works out His purposes.
就是说，不管我们周围的环境是怎么样的，神实现他的旨意，他的计划。
And so Jesus says to his disciples.
所以耶稣对他的门徒说
，You are to be salt that is going to purify this world.
你们是世界上的盐，你们会清洁洁净你们周围的世界。
You are to be light that is going to shine in this darkness.
你们是世界上的光，要在这个黑暗中照耀这个世界。
And when we come to Philippians,
当我们到了腓律比的时候
，30 years later,
过了三十年
，Paul writes this.
保罗是这么写的
：You shine as lights in the world.
你们好像明光照耀，显在这世代中。
You see, if the whole world is nice people,
如果这个世界都充满了这个很好的人
，honest, pure, clean people,
然后很诚实、很正直的人
，then you are just one of them.
你就是他们其中的一员。
But when the church is surrounded by corruption and darkness and evil,
当教会被这种腐败、被这种腐邪恶所环抱、环绕的时候
，and Christians live pure and godly lives, they stand out as lights.
基督徒却过一个敬虔、一个圣洁的生活，他们在这个黑暗中就好像光照耀。
You see, this is what started to happen in this world.
所以那个就是当时罗马时代所发生的。
Christians went out on the trash heap outside of Rome and rescued the babies that had been discarded.
所以基督徒呢就会去路上捡那个被扔在垃圾就路旁的那些弃婴。
And they are raised in loving Christian families.
然后呢这些弃婴呢就被这个基督徒呢所抚养长大，在这个家庭里得到爱。
Do you think that had a testimony to their world?
你觉得这个对他们周围的世界是不是有一次一个见证呢？
There were cities who insisted on choosing Christians as the treasure for the city.
所以在有些城市呢，他们就坚持一定要选一个基督徒去做管理这个城市的财政。
Because they knew the Christians would not steal the city's money and run off and build a new mansion.
然后呢，他们知道如果是基督徒，他们就不会偷窃这个城市的钱，然后用这个钱给自己建个豪宅。
The honesty, the integrity of the Christians became a witness to their world.
所以呢，基督徒的诚实正直对这个世界就是一个很强的见证。
And for those of you who are businessmen and work in our world,
不管说你是做生意的，还是在世界上有什么样的工作。
I challenge you to work and to live and to do your business in a way that stands as a light in your world.
我就是真的是挑战你，你不管是在行事还是做生意，你的这个行事方式对这个世界来讲就像明光照耀，对你周围的世界。
I'm convinced that when Jesus talks about being a light in our world and Paul talks about being a light in our world.
所以我很确信当耶稣讲到这个世耶稣跟保罗后边也讲到作为世界上的光。
As workers, as employees, as businessmen, he is not saying going around hitting people over the head with the Bible.
他告诉你，作为雇员，不管是作为老板或者作为商人，你不是到周围拿着你的圣经去敲别人的头。
But he is saying, as they know you are Christian,
而是说，当他们知道你是基督徒的时候
，they should see something in your work ethic.
他们会看到你的工作态度、工作理伦理
，in your honesty,
在你的那个诚实上，诚实。
That serves as a light.
你在这方面呢，就像一束光。
Over vacation, Sue and I were visiting with someone who works in a financial business.
我在那个我们度假的时候，我跟我太太去看望了一个在一个金融机构工作的人。
And she was telling us about coworkers who come in.
他就告诉我他的同事就
log in for an hour.
然后他有时候就去签到，签了一个小时。
Go to Starbucks for 6 hours.
然后就去那个星巴克。待了六个小时
，come back in, log out for an hour，
然后再回来再他打卡嘛，他就再说哦，我已经工作了七个小时。
The whole company knows they're lying.
然后整个公司都知道这些人是在撒谎。
And I was listening to her tell the stories.
我在听她讲这个故事。
And outwardly I was laughing.
然后我就突然开始笑起来。
And inwardly I was thinking, I hope they don't have a cross on, or a fish on their car.
我虽然这么外边我在笑，但是我就心里面就说，哎呦，希望这些欺骗的人可不要在他们的车上上面有个鱼或者有个十字架。
I hope they don't have a Bible on their desk.
我也希望那些撒谎的人不要在他们的办公桌上有一本圣经。
Because as Christians,
因为作为基督徒，
even the way we do our work ought to be different.
就算是我们工如何工作，也应该跟周围人是不同的。
God used the difference between Christians and the moral world of the Roman Empire for the gospel.
因为神就是用这个基督徒和当时罗马的这个道德，他们的不同来传播福音。
Persecution became part of how God accomplished His purpose.
然后逼迫也成为神完实现他旨意的一部分。
Acts chapter 1, you read where Jesus says, go to Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
主耶稣在使徒行传第一章说，你们要去耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚。
He's talking to the apostles.
他是对使徒说这些话的。
Acts chapter 3, you read about the apostles going to Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth.
所以到了使徒行传第三章，你是不是就看到使徒就去了撒玛利亚，去犹太全地，直到世界地极呢？
Right?
是不是？
No.
不是。
It's not a fair question. I know you didn't read this up.
我知道你还没有读，这是一个不公平的问题。
Acts 4, you read about the apostles going to Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth, right? Nope.
到第四章，你是不是读到使徒就去了犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极呢
？Chapter five，
还是第五章呢？使徒行传第五章没有。
Chapter six，
第六章呢？他们出去了吗
？Chapter seven，
第七章呢？还是没有
？We're talking years here。
我们其实谈到的是一个几年的时间。
Chapter eight，
到了第八章呢
？Now they're going。
现在他们去到不同的地方了。
Why？
为什么会这样呢？
Because of persecution, chapter 8 says,
第八章因为说，因为大遭逼迫，
教会大遭逼迫。Christians were scattered abroad through Judea and Samaria.
所以呢，这些基督徒就被分散在犹太各地和撒玛利亚。
And they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word.
然后呢，这些人呢，就到各处去传扬福音。
God uses even persecution in the first century to accomplish His purpose.
神在第一世纪甚至用逼迫来完成他的旨意。
But let me jump quickly to the Jewish world influences.
让我们很快的来到最后，这个就是犹太人的影响。
I talked to you last time about the expectations of a Messiah.
我上次讲到这个犹太人对弥赛亚的期待。
Let me talk about two other things today.
然后今天我再谈另外两点。
One is the synagogues.
第一个就是他们的会堂。
The synagogues are developed during this period of the exile.
就是在他们被放逐驱逐期间的这个会堂制度就形成了。
After the temple in Jerusalem is destroyed in 587, 586,
在公元前586年圣殿被毁以后。
As the Jewish people are scattered to Babylon, to Egypt, all through the world.
当这个犹太人被分散到不管是巴比伦还是犹太全世界各地的时候，
they need a place to worship.
他们需要一个地方，他们来敬拜神。
And so everywhere they go, they establish synagogues.
所以他们不管到什么地方，他们就建立了会堂。
This is not a big elaborate building.
那不是一个很豪华的一个建筑物，可能就是一个房间。
But anywhere you had a quorum of 10 Jewish men, there had to be a synagogue.
不管说只要有十个犹太男人，就会有一个会堂。
Now, ladies, don't be mad at me. I didn't make the rules.
那个姐妹们不要对我生气，并不是我设这个规矩的。
If there were 10 Jewish men and one woman, there was a synagogue.
如果有十个犹太男人，一个女人，那么就有一个会堂。
If there were 9 Jewish men,
如果有九个犹太男人。
And 500 Jewish women,
500个犹太女人，那还是没有会堂。
Sorry, don't blame me. I didn't make the rules.
姐妹们不要对我生气，这不是我设了这个规矩。
But 10 Jewish men, there's a synagogue.
只要有十个犹太男人，就可以有一个会堂。
Now, This becomes important for the gospel.
这对福音来讲是很重要的。
Because when you read through Acts,
你如果通读这个使徒行传
，Everywhere Paul goes, where does he go? Every city he goes to, where does he go first?
你看保罗，他读到他每次到了一个城市，他去哪儿呢？他首先先去会堂里边。
Because he's going to find there two groups of people.
因为到了会堂，他会发现两群人。
The first one is the obvious group.
第一个呢是很明显的一群人。
He's going to find Jewish worshippers.
他会发现那些就是犹太的敬拜者。
And even though they may reject his preaching,
就算这些人拒绝他的信息
，Paul always wants to start by saying, "Let me tell you that the Messiah you are looking for has come."
保罗就说，不管怎么样，先让我告诉你们，你们所期盼的弥赛亚已经来临了。
And most of the places he's going to find at least a handful who will respond to that message.
通常呢，他都会发现有那么一两个人会对他的信息有回应。
But there's another group that we sometimes forget about that was at the synagogues, and it's important for us.
另外一群人呢，就是会在这个会堂里边呢，但是我们会忽略，但是对我们其实是很重要的。
They are what is called in Acts the people who feared God, the God-fearers.
在使徒行传里称这些人是敬畏神的人。
And that term is not just kind of a generic term; it's actually very specific.
那个敬畏神的人其实是一个不是像一个很普遍的词，其实是一个很特别的词。
It refers to Gentiles, that's us.
它就是其实在指外邦人。
Who had not converted to Judaism?
就是这些人呢还没有去相信犹太教。
But who worshipped Judah's God?
但是却敬拜犹太人的神。
And who feared God?
他们的特点就是敬畏神。
They are the Gentiles who will be most open to hearing the gospel.
他们是对这个福音最敞开的一群人。
And so the synagogues provide a wonderful opportunity for Paul to go into a city and reach the people who are most open to the gospel.
所以呢，会堂就是一个提供一个很好的机会，能够让保罗到了一个城市，他到这个地方去呢，就能找到这些对福音心灵最开放的外邦人，最容易接受福音的人。
A few weeks ago in our English cell group, we talked about this.
在那个我们的英文的查经班里，我们讲到这一点。
There are a few places where we read about Paul going out and just standing in the middle of the town square and preaching.
有在使徒行传讲到过几处，保罗就站在市中心、市场中心里边传福音。
And you could try going down to City Place.
你当然可以去，比如说到这个
Putting out a box and standing up there and preaching.
然后你可以站在那儿弄一个就开始讲道。
But Paul knew.
但是保罗知道。
That if you can find the place in your city.
如果你能找到在你城市这个地方。
Where there are people who gather.
有些人他们这些人有人会聚集在这里。
Who are looking for answers.
这些人呢在寻求答案。
That's the place where you're most likely to get a receptive audience.
在那边呢，你是最可能找到那些对福音最开放、最容易接受的一个人群。
And I would say in our world today, one of the things we need to do as Christians is to ask, where is it that people are looking for truth?
就是作为基督徒呢，我们在这个世界上，我们要问，就是说，在什么地方人真的是在寻求这个真理？
Where do they meet?
他们在什么地方去相聚呢？
What kind of organizations do they have?
他们有什么样的组织呢？
Where do they go when they are looking for truth?
他们去哪里去寻求真理呢？
And then do like Paul.
然后就像保罗那样。
Go where they are.
去他们所在的地方。
Listen to them.
听他们在讲什么。
Hear them.
就是了解他们
and begin to provide an answer.
然后给他们提供这个真理和这个答案。
A friend in South Carolina
有一位在南卡的朋友
began to ask that question.
他就开始问这个问题。
And he said, I think that people who are looking for truth often go to universities.
他说我发现呢，经常想要寻求真理的人都会去大学。
And he and a group of friends put together a wonderful ministry.
所以他跟他的朋友呢，就开展了一个很好的一个机构。
They bought a house next door to the campus of University of South Carolina in Columbia.
所以他们在哥伦比亚的附近呢，很近的一个地方，就校园区呢，哥伦比亚那个南卡大学买了一个房子。
Free lunch for international university students.
所以呢，他们就给这个国际学生提供免费的午餐。
And they had Christians from different churches who come.
然后他们就请这个不同教会的基督徒到这里来。
Sit and talk and serve lunch.
然后就开始跟这些来的人呢，给他们提供午餐，
they are
给他们聊天。
Saying, Where in our world?
他们说，他们所问的就是，
Do people go when they have questions?
在我们的世界里边是哪些人呢？他有问题，他会去哪儿聚会？
The synagogues provided that.
所以这样的这个就是这个会堂提供了这样一个地方。
Let me add one more that I didn't put on there because I knew I wouldn't have time last time, but now I have time.
上个次我没有把它写在这儿，因为我知道我没时间。但今天我要讲一下。
That is this.
那是
a Jewish theology of history.
就是犹太人的这个神学历史。
Now, as your eyes are glazing over, let me explain.
如果你就开始瞪着我，你让我解释一下是什么意思。
When the Greeks thought about history and thought about time,
当希腊人想到这个历史和时间的时候，
they used the word chronos.
他们用的一个词就是一个，
that is this.
表示呢，这个词是表示一个
cycle,
一个循环，就是一个圆圈这样不断的循环。
That's where our watches come from.
这就是我们的手表的起源。
Well, they don't now because they're digital. But when they had their hands on that,
当你有这个这样的传统的手表，其实是一个圆的。
Time does this.
他说时间就这样不断的循环。
It was the same thing over and over.
所以希腊的哲学就认为，就是说它的历史就是说历史在不断的循环自己，重复自己。
But the Hebrew people.
但是这个犹太希腊希伯来人。
Use the term kairos.
他们用的这个词呢叫 kairos.
That is time that is headed somewhere.
他认为那个希伯来的这个对历史的看法就认为时间是指向是一个单行线最后会指向一个地方。
It has a goal.
这个时间是有一个目标的。这个时间是最后会走向什么地方。
While I was away, I had a conversation, was thinking a bit about Revelation.
我这次呢，我在思想这个启示录这一段。
I have little ability and probably little interest in figuring out about what every little figure in the book of Revelation means.
我可能不太有兴趣，也不太有能力去找出来说这个启示录里面每个小的这个细节到底是意味着什么。
When you tell me what they all mean, I will very politely nod my head.
如果你告诉我说这些都有这些记号都有什么意思的话，我就会很礼貌的点头。
And then I'll walk away and say they don't know either.
然后我就会走开，想说其实你也不知道。
But I'm convinced it doesn't matter because this is what Revelation does say.
这个我觉得不重要，但是我确信的是，启示录到底最后说的是什么呢？的确是说
history.Is headed to a goal.
就是历史是有一个，最后是有一个终点，有个结束。
We don't know where we are on the line of that history.
我们不知道我们在这条线上，我们是处在哪个点上。
We may be in some of the high points, or we may be in some of the low points.
我们可能是在那个高点，或者在那个低点。
But what we do know is this.
但是我们所确定知道的是
，God has a purpose.
神是有一个目的。
And when we Get to chapter 22.
当我们到了启示录二十二章的时候，
we're going to say,
我们会说，
Wow, that's incredible.
你们说，哎呀，真是不可置信。
Because God has it all under control.
因为神每件事情上都在掌控。
The Hebrews understood that.
这个希伯来人了解这个。
And so the gospel comes to say, God is working out His purpose.
所以呢。那个福音上就开始讲到说神在实现完成他的目的。
And so as we go into the new year,
当我们进入新的一年的时候，
I want to say to you,
我想对大家说，
when you look at things this year,
当你看到今年所发生的事情
的时候， I want to say to me, when I look at things this year,
我想对我自己说，我看到今年所发生的事情的时候，
and say, isn't it awful?
说这个是不是太糟糕了？
I want you to remember.
我想要你，当你想说真是太糟糕的时候，我想你记住。我也想要我自己记住。
That 2,030 years ago, I would have said, "Isn't it awful?"
2030年之前，我也会说，这不是太糟糕了吗
？And God would have said.
然后神会说
，I've got this.
没关系，这都在我的手中。
I know what I'm doing.
我知道我在做什么。
The problem is when you're living here, you can't see.The big picture.
问题就是当我们活在眼前的时候，当下的时候，我们看不到这个整幅图片。
Genesis 50.
在创世纪第五十章。
When he meets up with his brothers again.
当约瑟又见到他的兄弟的时候，
Joseph says to the brothers who sold him into slavery,
约瑟对把他卖身为奴的哥哥们说，
You meant it for evil.
你们的意思是要害我。
God meant it for good.
但神的意思原是好的。
Now what we forget when we read that,
当我们读的时候，有时候我们会忘记。
Because when we're reading through the Bible,
当我们把这个圣经通读一遍的时候，
it's only 2 days after we read back when they sold him into slavery.
我们从他哥哥把他卖身为奴到他现在说的话，我们只有两天就能读完。
2 days isn't that bad long to wait for God's plan.
等两天等神的计划并不是一个，并不是很困难。
But what we forget is there are decades of slavery.
但是我们忘记了，从他被卖身为奴到他说这句话中间有几十年他做奴隶的时间。
A false accusation.
然后其中有一个虚假的指控。
A pain and hurt.
然后有很多的痛苦跟伤害。
It seems to me that one of the answers to worry.
所以我觉得对这个行之有效的一个答案就是。
One of the secrets of having peace.
就是能够有平安的这个秘诀在于
is to understand that if I'm living in that Genesis 38, 39, 40, 41, 42 chapters
就是说如果我是活在创世纪的从38章一直到第12章42章的时候
when I haven't yet got to chapter 50
如果我还没有到了创世纪第50章的时候
to know
去真的知道说
that God is in charge of 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42
就是在37章一直到49章神42章神都在掌管都在掌权
God is working through those chapters
神在那些章节里边也在工作
I don't like those chapters
我不喜欢那些章节
Brothers are not supposed to sell their brother into slavery That's not good
这个哥哥们不应该把弟弟们卖为奴隶
They're not supposed to make false charges. Potiphar's wife is not supposed to make false charges against Joseph. That's not good.
那波提法的妻子也不应该这样诬陷约瑟。
But,
但是
even in those evil things, God is working out his good.
就算在这些很邪恶的事件中，神也在实现工作，让他的旨意成就。
And so as you go into the new year,
当我们进入新的一年的时候，
realize God's in charge.
让你自己记住说神在掌管
He's working out his purpose.
神在成就他的旨意
We can trust him.
我们可以信靠他
That is the secret it seems to me to having peace.
这个对我来讲就是能够有平安的秘诀
Not to stick our head in the sand and just pretend that it doesn't exist.
不是把我们的头放在沙子里边假装没有什么事情发生
But to realize God has a purpose.
而是意识到说神是有他的目的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, as we go into a new year,
主啊，当我们进入新的一年的时候，
there will be things that we don't understand.
会有我们所不理解的事情发生。
There will be difficulties.
会有困难。
And at times, we will be tempted to worry and to fret.
当我们会被试探要去忧虑要去害怕的时候。
In those times, would you remind us of what we saw today?
但在那些时候，求你让我们能够纪念我们今天所看到的。
That you are working out your purpose for good.
你在所有的环境中，你在成就你的旨意。
And so help us to trust you.
帮助我们能够信靠你。
Even in difficult times.